Hello, I'm Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. Pop quiz. How many of the men elected president failed in their bid for a second term? By my count, there are nine. John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Martin Van Buren, Franklin Pierce, who sought re-election but was denied his party's nomination, Benjamin Harrison, William Howard Taft, Herbert Hoover, Jimmy Carter, and most recently, George H.W. Bush. To this list of nine, let's add Grover Cleveland with a footnote. After being elected in 1884, Cleveland was defeated in a controversial contest, but he ran again in 1892 and won. So he did get a second term. The failed bids of elected presidents to win a second turn at bat can be chalked up to four key reasons. Number one, they had a tough act to follow. John Adams, Van Buren, Taft, and George H.W. Bush all followed highly popular presidents. Number two, they were not the people's choice. John Quincy Adams, for instance, won in 1824 based on the vote in the House of Representatives. Number three, they were just ineffective. Jimmy Carter, for instance, got poor marks for handling a hostage crisis. But his loss may have more to do with the next key theme. Number four, it's the economy, stupid. Many elections are won and lost on pocketbook issues. From Martin Van Buren to Herbert Hoover and George H.W. Bush, bad economies are anchors around the neck. So what will happen to an incumbent this year? Well, he is following a president who was very popular. Second, he was not elected by popular vote. Third, he's failed miserably to handle a pandemic. And fourth, that pandemic has fueled an economic downturn. We'll soon know if the history lessons apply. Thank you.